Bank of Cardiff. This is Nick.
Yeah, Nick. Hey, this is Dale. I had received a letter from the guy's company.
Thanks, Dale. What's the reservation code?
It's 2311450100210353.
I appreciate it. Yes, give me a second here. I'll pull up your business profile. Are you calling from Anchor Contracting?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Just give me a second here. All right. What's the best number to reach you at in case you get disconnected?
757-810-6079.
Are you from the Virginia Beach area?
Close by.
Yeah, I'm from Virginia myself. That's why I recognize the area code. All
Yeah, I'm in Smithfield, actually.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, I was born up in Culpeper. You probably don't even know where that is, but it's out in the sticks. But
Yeah.
Okay. So we had your mailing address correct right here. It is 11204 Park Place in Smithfield.
Yes.
Excellent. And okay. Yeah. So we saw that you had some solid borrowing history with Financial Pacific Leasing. They're actually a partner of ours. So we had sent we had sent you that offer for our equipment financing and also our working capital line of credit program. So what were you thinking for your business? What kind of questions did you have?
Well, I do. Right now I'm building houses and buying and flipping houses. And
nice.
I do renovations. I'm a Class A contractor.
Sure, okay.
Hello?
So, yeah, no, I'm listening. What's your plan for the money?
Well, I got some real good deals I'm working on out here, and I just need funding to, I've got my money invested, and so anyway, I'm working with that, and I'd like to buy, another house and fix and flip.
Nice, okay. Well, we don't do mortgages or real estate loans, but we do have that might be perfect for you since you're going to flip it. We have a working capital loan, right? So that was what was on the mailer, where it's a short term.
Right,
yes. Yeah, it's a short term unsecured loan. What do you typically do year to year in your gross revenues?
Last year it was right at $600,000.
Okay. How are you tracking this year? You think you'll hit $600,000 again?
Yeah. Probably that and more.
Okay, nice. Okay, so typically what we do is we approve about 10 to 15% of your gross revenues. So, and we do that because we think that, you can pretty much afford it. So we'd be looking at an approval of, $60,000, $90,000 in that range. Is that enough? Would that help you?
If I can start out there, if we can increase the line as I approve myself.
Oh, definitely. We're big on relationships, right? So we need a little bit of track history. So if we were to, let's say, get you approved for the $90,000, and then after, 3 months, payments are made on time, everything looks great, we could probably get you some additional capital. I'm not going to mislead you. You probably wouldn't be looking at another $90,000 because we don't want to leverage anyone's, business with loans. But you'd obviously be still bringing in money and revenue, and maybe we can get you $50,000 in 3 months down the road.
Yeah, see, the building, it takes me about 3 months to build a house. I got three of them right now pre-sold, so I just got to finish the construction of them. Plus, I'm doing flips in between, so I don't mind working 7 days a week.
That's how you make money.
Yeah, absolutely. I can rest when I get old.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I work all the time too. I mean, I don't do real work like you, but
yeah. I enjoy working. I enjoy working my hands. It's I just love working. I like working. I'm not like my boy. Now that's another story. But when that apple fell from the tree, it rolled on down the hill. Anyway.
Yeah, I got you. Well, I don't know. You know, I'd be happy to crunch the numbers for you. I know you sound like a pretty busy guy. We make a pretty simple process where it's a one-page application, just like the one you got in the mail. So how we analyze your revenue and get you that approval for up to $90,000 is we look at your bank statements, right? We need to make sure that you can afford the loan, right? So we look at 6 months of bank statements, and then you're incorporated, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a S corp or a C corp? Do you remember?
S.
Yeah, but some people, you know, it's been so long since they registered. What year did you start your business?
15 years ago, 2001.
No kidding. And you, I give it up to you. You kept trucking through the whole mess of 2008, 2009, 2010. That was a rough time to be here.
It got a little tough in that area, but I got through all that, and now I'm busier than hell. And when I find a house that I want to buy, fix and flip, I don't buy them if there's, you know, $6,000, $8,000 in them. I don't mess with that. I just did one, and there was $100,000 in it.
Nice.
Wow. That's where I get excited at.
Yeah, I bet. That's exciting.
Another one, they've got $80,000 in it right now. So, but I just need the capital to buy, fix, and flip.
Yeah. I want to be a part of that. I want to be able to help you. Do you run Anchor Contracting? Do you run it out of your home, or do you run it out of an office, a separate location?
In 08 and 09, I moved my office back to my house.
Yeah, of course, right? All right, well, do you own or rent your house? You own your house, right?
Yes.
I was going to say, you're buying all these other houses. You're probably not renting your own house. How much is... Do you have a mortgage on your house?
Yeah, I have a $130,000 loan on it, $123,000 loan on it.
Okay, what's your monthly note?
$1,100 and some a month.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, we work with home-based businesses. It's no problem. We just need to, you know, put that, you know, fill out the box. I've basically been filling out the application for you as we spoke. Information like that I've been asking. How soon are you looking for this money? Real soon?
It could be in the near future. I see what your interest rate was what, 5.25% or something, 5.75%?
Well, it depends. You know, for unsecured capital, 5.25% is probably not realistic. That's really for our equipment financing. For an unsecured working capital loan, it'll be a little higher. It starts at about 10 cents on the dollar, and that goes up from there.
10%?
Well, it's not technically or legally an APR-based loan. It's a fixed cost. So it's more like 10 cents on the dollar. So if you got, let me see here. Yeah. You know, if you borrowed $90,000, you know, at 10 cents on the dollar, you'd be paying back $99,000. You're paying back $9,000 in interest.
Okay,
which is pretty good.
Is it just a monthly payment back, or?
Well, we have three payment. We have three payment options because we want to make sure we can, you know, fit all businesses. We have daily, weekly, and monthly. Monthly is the hardest one to get approved for. Daily and weekly are more common. When it's daily, they take what we call micro payments. Well, essentially, we figure out the monthly payment, and then break it up into weekday micro payments. And then, you know, so there's 21 business days in a month. So we don't take any money out on holidays or weekends or anything like that. And then the weekly payments, it's either every Wednesday or Friday, depending on when we close. And then monthly would be, you know, monthly. So it just depends. Some people like the every day because it's a small payment and it doesn't disrupt their cash flow. They don't have to worry about making some, you know, lump sum at the end of every month. And some people prefer the weekly because it fits their business model. And some people prefer monthly.
Okay. So $99,000, what would that weekly payment, daily payment be then?
I'm sorry?
At $99,000, what would my daily payment be then?
Well, it depends on the term. So we go up to 3 years, right? So okay. Let's say, well, how, like, you're flipping houses, so I don't know if a 3-year loan makes sense, right? Because you're going to get your money back. But let's say a 2-year. Okay. So if you had, $99,000 divided by 24 months, so monthly it'd be $41.25. And then if we needed to do, so we take the $41.25 as your monthly payment, right? And then if it were broken up, let's say into daily payments, I'll just give you an idea. It'd be $196 a day, Monday through Friday, no holidays.
So $200 a day.
Yeah, almost. Right. So I think that's a great opportunity. You're going to make, you know, $80,000 or $100,000 on a house you flip in, and it's only going to cost you $9,000 in interest to be able to do it, right? I think that's a
right.
That's a pretty darn good return. Most people in this country don't get that return, just to tell you.
So, okay. And you have no penalties for early payment, right?
No, sir. Not at all.
So let's say I buy one, flip it, and so then I just take that same money and I'll buy and flip it again and just keep the payments going, correct?
Right. That's what a lot of people do. I mentioned, I think I work with a lot of wholesalers that import inventory from China, and that's what they do. It takes them, let's say, 3 months to flip their inventory. So they'll take a 1-year loan and flip their inventory 4 times.
Right. It makes brings down the rate of interest. Your cost of doing business brings the cost of doing business down.
Of course. And we want to alleviate, you know, any concerns about, you know, paying interest. We want to be there for you, and we want to put our best foot forward. So we're always going to give the best deal possible. And also, especially for a man like you, where you may need equipment down the road, you know, whether it's vehicles or construction equipment. We've been doing equipment financing for 14 years, so we can finance just about anything. And
you finance a used truck, work truck?
Used work trucks is great. You know, we work with a lot of construction industry, a lot of construction companies, and, you know, whatever you need, we can do it. I just did.
Yeah, I'm running my truck until the wheels fall off, because
that's how you do it.
Sold, the taxes are right, and it's paid for, and getting money in the bank is what I'm doing.
That's what it's about. And that's the thing is, you know, we can, what I did for this last guy, he got 2 pickups that were 10 years old with $100,000 on them. And we financed those up to 100%, you know? So we have a lot of advantages because we're privately held. Since we're not publicly traded, you know, we can just, you know, we can do things that other banks can't do. You know, we don't have, like, those Wall Street investor guys telling us how to lend our money or making our guidelines up. You know, that's why we work with small business owners, you know.
Right. Well, I don't know. What's your prediction? What's the word? Somebody said we've got a business recession coming.
You know, I can't call it. It's interesting because, you know, corporate loan defaults, you know, for the large corporations, they're defaulting on their loans the same numbers as 2009 right now. That was the front page of the Wall Street Journal 2 weeks ago. So that's really scary, you know, to think about. But I don't know. It's so isolated. I work with businesses all over the country, and let me tell you, you're lucky you don't own a machine shop in Texas. Like, that's been depressed for a long time, but the machine shops in the Northeast are killing it right now. So it's so weird, you know. Construction, you're doing great. There's a lot of construction that's doing really well right now, but the construction in the Midwest is not. So it's location and industry.
I see a boom coming in the housing market. And I think that the big major banks are seeing it too, because when a house comes up for a foreclosure, the pretty ones, they're buying them back. And the ugly ones, if they need work, they're dumping them.
Yes.
So I think that my train of thought is everybody lost their homes, went into apartments. And now it's been over 2 years, so those people have now rebuilt their credit, and they're ready to come out of those apartments and get back in the house. But, you know, you just can't take an animal and cage him up. He's going to want out.
Exactly. And you know what else is happening right now? During that recession, that crisis, every kid that came out of college automatically went and moved back in with their parents. And now they're buying homes.
And they still are.
Well, yeah, but the ones that have been home working, making $30,000 a year, some terrible salary, you know, just trying to get any kind of job they can, they are now moved. I just read an article about this. There are actually the new wave of home buyers are the ones that graduated during the recession, and it was the normal thing to do was to move home. So they've been saving money, and now they're finally getting better jobs. Not the people graduating now, but the people who graduated in 2009, 2010, 2012, they're the ones buying the homes now. And that was the new wave of home buyers. And that's why I think you're right. I think that the housing market is going to see a boom. I think we got to figure out this oil situation. That's a whole nother mess. So to say, is there a recession coming? Is this? I think that there's certain industries that have been in recession for 6 months now. And I think it's geographic, and I think it's by industry, and I don't think that it's a blanket recession like we've seen before.
Well, yeah, I think that's all true. And like I said, you got those. I didn't think about the college kids wanting to get away from mom and dad, and mom and dad wanting to get away from them coming out buying.
Yeah.
So that is very true on that aspect.
Yep.
But that's the kind of price range houses that I'm working with, is the affordables. I don't do anything to high end because it's not there. In the super high end, those people made money, but the middle class is what suffered through this last 7 years. And my prediction is if Donald Trump says what he's going to do, does it, brings back jobs, this economy is going to take off like a rocket.
Yep.
Turning people loose, giving them good jobs. They're going to trade up homes, and the homes they leave behind, the lesser paid people can afford them. So that's what I'm hoping for. Now I guess you know who I'm voting for, but I just want to see a businessman try it. You know, what harm can a businessman do?
Exactly. Just trying to feed our families.
We've seen all the other stuff. Let's check out a business guy. Anyway, all right. Well, this doesn't sound too bad. So the real interest rate is what? You said 10%.
Well, I said it starts at 10 cents on the dollar. Yeah. So it's because it. Let's say you take a loan. Like when I talked about the wholesalers that flip inventory, when they take 6 month loans or 9 month loans, they don't. There's no way to annualize that. So that's how all these loans are based, is there's no APR. So that's why I use 10 cents on the dollar as opposed to 10%.
Now, the payment doesn't go down as the principal goes down, right?
No, it's a fixed payment.
Throughout for the term of the money. Okay.
Right, right.
Paper down like a house mortgage or what? I didn't know.
Well, you know, a lot of house mortgages, though, those payments stay the same. You know, they just, you pay more principal as time goes on, right? And less interest. But in the beginning, it's like 95% interest. No, it's not like that with these loans. It's evenly amortized.
Okay, all the way through. Okay. And there's no payment. Is there a penalty payback payment period? I mean, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, or what?
There's no penalties.
If I cash in on a house and gives me good equity back, and then I want to say, well, let's pay the loan off. And then when I need it again, I'll call you up again. Is there a penalty on that?
No. So how it's, you know, when I say it's a fixed cost, so there's 10 cents on the dollar. So let's say that's where it starts. So let's say it's $90,000 and the payback's $99,000, right? And let's say it's over 2 years, but you, because you want a lower payment, but you want to pay it off in a year, right, or 6 months, we'll give you a discount on the principal and interest of up to 6%.
Okay.
Of the principal as well, not just the interest, but of the principal as well.
What is the income? What is the term that you would rather not see a payback in? Is it 3 months, 6 months, or what?
Oh, we don't care. Let me tell you, you pay a bank back early, and they love you no matter what. And that's why we don't understand. I guess it's just we have a different philosophy. I know, for example, Wells Fargo, if you pay your equipment off before 4 years, they give you a penalty. I don't understand that. Why would you want to, you know, hurt your customers? We don't get that. So there's no penalty. You can pay it off. You can pay it off in 30 days, and we'll just give you a huge discount.
And I still pay 99 then, right? Do I still pay the 99?
No.
I pay it off 30 days?
No, that's what I'm saying is you won't pay the 99. We'll give you a huge interest discount.
Okay.
So whatever...
What's the fastest way I can increase my loan capability with you guys? Just make the monthly payments or pay it back in a loan lump sum quick or what?
It's really just if you make payments on time for 3 months, that's when we can look at it again. That's the best way. It's just to make payments on time.
I give you my Social Security number. You're gonna do a hard pull. My credit's being rebuilt right now. I think I got 680 or 690.
That's about average. I mean, the national average is 680. We're not gonna do a hard pull. We have a relationship with Experian. So what we do is we look at Experian. Do you have any tax liens above $500,000 or anything like that, judgments?
No.
Okay, perfect.
I have a house payment and my backhoe payment with Pacific Financial. That's it.
Yeah.
I was going to get a truck, and I said, nope, the truck's just going to cost me money. The backhoe can make me money.
That's the way to look at it.
I don't need a shiny set of wheels. That's why I said if I buy you, I'll never buy new again. I'll only buy used. Let the first guy take the depreciation hit.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. On the same page. Dale, what's the best email address for you?
It's Dale, D-A-L-E. It's all low case. STEFFY at gmail.com.
Steffi's your last name?
Stephens Meyer is my last name. I go by Steffi.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said Stephen Myers?
Yeah.
Okay. Hyphenated?
Pardon?
Steffi Myers is hyphenated?
No. Stephens Myers. STEFFEN. SMEIER.
Oh, okay.
That's why I go by Steffi. Everybody knows. You tell them, I'll tell somebody my real name, they don't know who I am. I go by Steffi.
I gotcha. I
couldn't play football because I couldn't get it on the jersey.
Yeah, you had me there for a second. All right, perfect. I was running out of space. All right. All right, Dale, I'll go ahead and email you exactly what we need to get your approval. I'll put a copy of the one-page application there. I pretty much got everything filled out.
I got that application. You mailed that to me.
Okay, yeah, you can use that then. I'll email you with what we need as far as the bank statements and a couple pages out of your business tax return, and then we'd have an approval for you within about 24 hours.
I see. Okay. All right.
And that way, oh, yeah,
Well,
I'll give you my direct
give
line
me your,
of
I
email.
wanted your number. I wanted your direct number.
Yeah, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
It's 858 779 0393.
0393.
Perfect. Yeah, and I'm gonna put it in the email too for you.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to get somebody that I can understand you and hear you good. That's good. All
All
right.
right. All right, Dale, I'll talk to you soon. I'll send this email off in the next few minutes for you.
All right.
Thanks, my friend. It was nice talking to you.
Okay.
Bye.